Well, Mickey, a disappointing afternoon today after such a good start.
Yeah, we played well first half. Second half, we just never ever got gone. Lost too many moments that we had to come out on top on. Too many individual battles we lost. Too many moments that, like I say, we had to come out on top and be composed and show we're championship quality. We never did that today. And we never really ever got going in that second half.
The goal that you did score, Jim O'Brien, great finish and a great little delivery from Mvoto at the back.
Yeah, it was a good goal. That seems like a long time ago now, I've got to be honest, because we're very disappointed to put the cup, because we rate the cup very highly here. We know how important it is to the fans and to everybody at the football club. So really that's at the forefront of our mind at the minute, is trying to pick the pieces out of that second half performance.
It was chalk and cheese in terms of the first and the second half. Have you pinpointed it? Is it just a case of sitting down and assessing it?
Well, we will do that. We're disappointed that maybe, we never got the moments right, the passes right, that ball into the front man correct and not holding it up. And the disappointing thing is that we really show enough aggression to be able to do that, we each other and as individuals. I think that's what we've spoke about. What you need today in a cup tie, that nobody has anything to lose. We're not playing for points at the end of the day. You've got to stand up and win the individual battles. But as individuals and collectively, we've got to say today that we were found wanting that second half, and that's disappointing. We all take that in the chin, and we all take responsibility from that, from the manager all the way right down.
You must be disappointed with the goals you did concede, because from a defensive point of view, they were pretty poor, weren't they?
Well, both very similar. Both just balls turned over the top of the defence, and then we get ourselves in a foot race, when really if we show any kind of composure, we defend all the time and we give ourselves time, and if it does come over the top, we're going to make sure that we're going to be first to that. But we get caught twice. The first time wasn't enough of a warning for us. We caught a second time, and obviously we're very disappointed.
The league obviously takes centre stage. It's going to be a busy month, January, on and off the pitch. Obviously, Breck's already here. What are you and Danny working on in terms of other new faces, and could we be seeing players going out as well?
Well, I think the manager's been very busy, and he's trying to bring people in. There's no doubt about that, and he'll get that support from the owner and the chairman. There's no doubt about that. And hopefully we get the right type of players in, together with what we've got, to galvanise some sort of more of a fight in the crucial moments that we've never seen today. But listen, they're a good group, and they're as disappointed as anybody. We all are. We're all in this together. We're not letting the players suffer on their own. We're going to suffer as well as a management group, and say that we'll take our share of responsibility and we'll pick them back up again, and we'll get them going as much as we can.
Did you pick up any niggles today?
I don't know. It's too early to say. I think it'll be 24, 48 hours before we get any sort of inkling of that. But we're still trying to digest, which we felt was a poor second half performance. It never represented what we are.
And a few days to build up, reflect, and move on to a tough game at Charlton.
Well, that's what you go to do as football people. That's what you've got to get good at, if you like, is getting going again and have the fire in your belly to do that. And certainly me and the manager have got buckets full of that, and we'll show that we'll be ready to get going again ASAP.